My name is Frits van Evert. I work at Wageningen University and Research in Wageningen, the Netherlands. And it's very nice to be able to talk to you today about the Smart Akis project. That's a project funded by the European Union, and it's a networking project. And it's about smart farming technology. Now, you know that over the last 100 or 150 years, technology has greatly contributed to increases in productivity in farming. But if we talk about technology today and in the near future, that is mostly smart technology. Basically, with smart technology, I mean anything with some sort of software in, of an ICT component in there. So I'm thinking about sensors, about software, about smart applicators, about robots. And this technology, this smart farming technology, has a large potential to increase profitability and sustainability of farming. This is a paper that came out last week. And in it we calculate that if we use the currently available precision agriculture techniques in potato farming in the Netherlands, we can increase profitability by at least 20% and sustainability by more than that. But there is a problem with these kinds of things, because the ICT component of smart farming technology means that developments are going particularly quickly, and it is hard for farmers and their advisors to keep up with developments. And on the other hand, the ICT component also means that some software companies and sensor companies that maybe have no great affinity with farming are moving into the field, and they may not be able to spot all the opportunities that are out there. So there is a real risk that of a gap between the technology providers on the one hand and the technology users, the farmers in this case, on the other hand. The Smart Akis project tries to bridge that gap. And it does this in the following way. On the left-hand side, on the top, you can see that we are making an inventory of available smart farming technologies, and that we are scoring those in terms of how much they can contribute to profitability and sustainability increases. And then we will have a series of workshops, regional workshops, local workshops, where we present locally appropriate farming technology, smart farming technologies to farmers there. And when we have those farmers around the table, at the same time we will ask them, what is missing? What kind of opportunities do you see? What kind of problems do you see that could possibly be resolved with some smart farming technology? And we'll score those ideas on feasibility, and then we hope by the end of the project to have five new project ideas. So today, I will look at the left-hand side of this picture, the inventory and the assessment. And so the objective of the work that I'm talking about today is making an inventory of smart farming technologies and evaluate their potential to increase profitability and sustainability. Now, when we talk about smart farming technologies and inventory of them, we consider that we could find those in three different areas. First of all, the products that are out there on the market already. Secondly, there might be research projects, applied research projects, where ideas are being tested that are not completely mature yet, but that are close enough to commercial realization that you can actually go out in the field and test them on a fairly large scale. And then finally, there's of course the peer-reviewed scientific and engineering literature, in which we would expect to find ideas that, maybe great ideas, are still needing a lot of development before they will be available in practice. So we looked for, we used obviously a reference citation database to find scientific papers. And after consultation with our librarians, we decided to use Scopus. Scopus is focusing not only on agriculture, but also on related, on other fields, other disciplines. And it is focusing not only on top journals, but also on lesser high impact journals. And that gives us then the broad coverage that we want. We want to be able to catch all SFTs and potential SFTs that are out there. And then we developed this query that you see here, which has three components. It says something needs to be smart to be of interest to us, it needs to be applying to farming, and it needs to be a research paper, so that we get those kinds of papers. And then we limited ourselves to recent papers from 2012 and later. That would give us a 5-year reach we consider that older ideas would have are either not useful or would have led already to commercial products by now. So research projects, we looked mostly in the databases of the European Union, the current research program Horizon 2020, which will run from 2014 to 2020, and the one before that, FP7, which ran from 2007 onwards. And we basically adopted the Scopus query to work on that database. And then products that are out there on the market, we assessed mostly through CIMA. CIMA is the European Association of Machinery Manufacturers in Agriculture. So they have hundreds and hundreds of member companies. And through CIMA, we contacted them and asked them to provide information about smart farming technologies that they have on the market. And then we also had DLG and ACTA for the French and the German farmers and companies that represent farmers' advisors. And this all, we designed a questionnaire to collect information about each SFT that we found. And the questions in that questionnaire focused on identity, obviously, which paper, which project, which product company does this SFT come from, characteristics of the SFT, on which crop does it work, in which field operation, what is the education level of the farmers that you would have to, in order to be able to use it successfully, and a bunch of questions more like that. And then questions about the effects. Would the SFT, if you apply it, would it reduce labor time? Would it reduce the fertilizer use? Would it increase profitability or something else? We had a fairly large number of SFTs. We found 11,000 papers in Scopus that answered to our initial query, but then we narrowed it down first by reading the titles, then the abstracts, and then if we could find it, the full paper. We narrowed it down to things that were related to specifically to what we wanted, so no fish farming, for example. Also, we narrowed it down to things that were could practically be used by farmers, so no technology, no measurements that are only of interest in a scientific or an experimental context, no, need to be usable on farm. And then we ended up with about 1,000 papers in which a useful SFT was described, about 100 projects and 200 projects. Products, but the products are still being added at the moment. And so with that database, here's a few examples then, no endorsement of commercial names implied, obviously, but just to give you an idea of what we found, automatic steering, farm management information systems, two examples of commercial products out there. The Vinbot project aims to make a robot which will drive through a vineyard and measure leaves and grapes so that you have an idea of what the yield's going to be. The Mistral project uses a fairly large drone with a GNSS antenna on it so you can assess soil water content through reflectometry. And then two papers, one in which a sensor is proposed for measuring leaf area index in the field by farmers in a practical situation, and the other one in which a machine vision algorithm is developed to detect a virus disease in tulips. And if that would be a commercial product, you could imagine that this will lead to great labor reduction, because then no longer people will have to go to the field and look at each individual tulip plant and pick out the diseased ones. So with this database, that's perfectly well to go into our workshops and do the rest of the project. But we also wanted to understand a little bit more about what is now the structure, what kinds of SFTs are out there. So Schwartz and al. Proposed classifying SFTs in recording, reacting, and guidance technologies. Recording, you measure something, react, you affect something in the field, and guidance would include controlled traffic, how to steer, master-slave tractor systems, those kinds of things. Then we added two more classes to that, FMIS, Farm Management Information Systems, and Robotic Systems. And then we scored the papers, how often an SFT would fall in one of these classes. And the result you see here. And this is actually not a very comforting picture, because it suggests that a lot of work is going on measuring things, that green, and much less is happening on translating those measurements into actions that can be taken on the farm. And that corresponds maybe uncomfortably well with the feeling that some people have, that precision agriculture promises a lot more than it delivers. But maybe this is a little bit too pessimistic a view, because if we look at the timeline of these numbers, then we can see that over time, more and more, less focus is given on recording things, and more attention is given on robotics and FMIS. Now, robotics are obviously, they will do something in the field, and some of the FMIS systems, not all of them, actually generate recommendations for farmers. There's also some that would only store information and then not do a whole lot in terms of making recommendations. But anyway, so the picture is maybe a little more okay than I thought at first. And this is another way of looking at the database. Now we looked at both the papers, the projects and the products, and in which field operations do they describe that their SFTs would apply. And then the one thing that jumps out, of course, is that in the papers, again, there's a lot of attention on scouting, measuring some things without coupling it directly to an action. So reacting and recording and so on is one way of classifying things. Classifying by field operation, something applies, is another way. But in the end, naming a thing is understanding it. And so I think you see here a further breakdown in classes and subclasses of SFTs, if you want, that I sort of came up with by reading through the abstracts of the papers and every time come up and asking myself, do I have this kind of SFT already? And if not, should I make a new class for it? And then if you do that and throw away some things that maybe are not so such a good idea at first, then you end up with this. So for example, the recording SFTs, you can classify those in measuring something on crops or weeds or diseases and so on. So by where you measure, but you can also classify them by what kind of system you use, a wireless sensor network or a UEV system or something else. But this is a work in progress, and I hope it will give us some good insights. Then looking at the effects of the SFTs, here the top part of the graph indicates a number of things where you would like to have seen an increase, and so we see an increase in many SFTs in revenue, profitability, quality of the product, and the lower part of the graph indicates things that you would like to see a decrease in, such as labor time, input use and emissions. You get a picture that in many cases that happens. But there's relatively little effect on relatively few SFTs have a particular effect on emissions. Okay, so then to wrap up, we have an online repository of all these SFTs that we found. For each SFT, we have a sort of an attractive page with a few key characteristics. We use that in our workshops, which lead to some discussions and sometimes troubled faces. And what can I do with this? But it's really interesting to go through that. And so, to summarize, I think in our inventory we see the overall that there is more a focus on recording and less on reacting. But in over time, that is luckily moving towards more action. And then the effects, most of the SFTs, they have an effect on productivity and profitability. None of them, very few of them specifically target things like biodiversity or ecotoxicity or so, but those sustainability effects, of course, do happen often. When you use less fertilizer or whatever, it has often a sustainability effect. So I'd like to close by acknowledging a large list of co-authors. And thank you for your attention.